This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Michigan legislature is considering three bills that would change how the state of Michigan determines environmental rules. They would create an environmental rules committee that could reject or change any rule the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality issues. The legislation also creates an appeals board to review permits. And finally, an environmental science advisory board, which the state once had but was ended a decade ago. Senator Tom Casperson is the lead sponsor of the legislation, and he joins us now. Welcome, Senator.
Thanks for having me.
Why do you think this legislation is necessary?
Well, I think it's necessary based on some activities that have gone on since I've been in the legislature, and we've tried different approaches to what I would call put some reasonable standards in place, and we keep running into roadblocks and problems within the department. And so we're trying to come up with something that levels the playing field, not just for business, a lot of talk about business, but even the citizen of the state that might own property and want to do something with it. And so the goal behind it is that there's a reasonable approach to this, and it's kind of clear as to the direction we're going in and not so much vagueness as far as discretion.
I read a letter that you and other Republican senators wrote that DEQ has a heavy-handed enforcement mentality. Can you give me a specific example of how a small business or a citizen has been subjected to heavy-handedness when DEQ was enforcing policy?
Yeah, we have a place over in Curtis that I went and visited, and it's a nice little, I call it a cottage. They're a backlotter, so they're sitting back from the lake. They're up on a higher ground. Sugar maples stand, and they went to fill in a spot to make sure that the slope wasn't like a cliff where they landscaped their yard. DEQ, somebody went by and looked at it, said, hey, you're filling in a wetlands. The consultant didn't see that was there, the private consultant. So now what's the process? Well, the process was this 80-year-old couple were told, you are going to pay a $6,000 fine, and you have to reclimate all of this and put a wall in. And I went physically over there and looked at it. But the part that was troubling was the consultant questioned the DEQ, where did you come up with a $6,000 fine? And the answer was, well, this is their second home, so they can afford it. When we have field people out there doing that to our citizens, something's got to change. And so ultimately, I think they dropped it to $2,000. And quite frankly, I think you could get consultants from all over the state that go look at it, and you would have a disagreement on whether it was even a wetlands that needed to be done the way they did it. So it's that kind of stuff that I think needs to be pulled back.
It's been reported that critics of this bill see it as allowing industry or corporate figures to ultimately decide what the Department of Environmental Quality can or cannot do to stop pollution. They say it's like the fox guarding the hen house. What's your response to that criticism?
Yeah, they said the same thing. I would argue that some of the critics that are coming from the environmental groups have no dog in the fight whatsoever. They have no skin in this game at all as far as financial or anything else. So they seem to be included in all these processes. They seem to be included in the end game as far as what the standards will be. And just because they might tell someone that this is the best approach, that's their viewpoint. But there's other people that are of knowledge in the sense of the environment that have a different viewpoint. Why is it that we only go in their direction? And that's where the department seems to be going. And that's where the argument is. There's other viewpoints on how we can have clean water, clean air, and how to get there. Just because an environmental group says it's got to be done a certain way, that's not necessarily true either. So with them having no skin in the game, they don't care what these things cost. When we impose a rule on somebody, they don't even talk about the cost. It's not even a concern of theirs. So we've got to find a way to balance this out.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. The Department of Environmental Quality hires scientists and other experts to determine the best way to meet the requirements of a law. The DEQ has some expertise. An Environmental Rules Committee would be, I assume, made up of political appointees. How does that better safeguard the environment?
Well, it's not that it's just political appointees, because we also want people that have a scientific background, an environmental background. It's just maybe not necessarily coming out of an environmental group, one of their scientists or one of their backgrounds. And that's where we think we're going to get the balance. It seems like it goes extreme on either side. You're either for the environment or you're not for the environment. And I disagree with that. I think there's ways to get there, and there can be a balance to this thing. And that's what our goal is here. If they want to say it's political, that's not my goal. My goal is to try and balance this out. And I would argue, what's been happening? why do we have all these cases of the department, in our opinion, overreaching? And you've got the legislature, who is elected by the people, challenging what they're doing to the citizens, and they don't believe they have a responsibility to respond to us. That's political in nature to me.
This package includes legislation that would create create an appeals board to review permits. How would that work?
The appeals board is designed and should be designed to really look at, number one, what do you have to do to qualify for the permit? What's the standards? And when they, if they meet those standards and they can back it up, then they should be given the ability to get the permit. What we've got going today, the way I watch it, is it's the opposite. I can give you an example. We're trying to site the Aquila mine up here in Stevenson in the Upper Peninsula in Menominee County. And I have personally looked at the questions that the department is asking of the company to get their wetlands permit. There's four permits required. They've gotten three of them. The wetlands is being held up. We're talking about 17 acres of wetlands. You take a look at what they're asking. They're asking questions in their requirement to get the permit that are not even relevant to a wetlands permit. So the question would be, why would they do that? Why are they asking things that have nothing to do with the wetlands permit? And by what authority are they asking those questions? And what's happening is they're delaying that permit and delaying that permit. So then those that oppose the mining, they get stronger and stronger and yell harder and harder. And what they're using is their reasoning is, see, that even the DEQ is concerned. Well, that's not technically true. If you look at the questions they're asking, in many cases, they have nothing to do with a wetlands permit.
Give me an example of that. What kind of questions are we talking about?
Well, in this case, there's a road that runs along kind of parallel with where the mine is, and they're gonna reroute that road. They're not going to use that particular road. So there's two ways in from the major highway on either side of the mine. And so where they're taking that road out, there's nobody there other than the mine itself. So the people that on the, let's say, on the north side, they'll be using a particular road coming in, and those on the south side will be using a particular road. One of the questions asked of the mining company was, what's their emergency route process going to be when they remove that road? This is a question that was given to them for getting a wetlands permit. So, again, what does that have to do with a wetlands permit? That's one of some others they've been asking. They asked for to go get permission from the neighbor, who is absolutely opposed to the mine. I get it. I respect his opinion. But what does getting his approval have to do with the science and have to do with the purpose of getting the wetlands permit? Those are social issues that they shouldn't have to deal with. But yet they're making them, that was one of the things until we asked, why are you doing that? Then they back off on that one. Those are some of the things the department's doing that, where, by what authority do they have the right to do that?
This package of bills is more or less patterned on the state of Indiana's system. Why is Michigan looking to Indiana?
Well, we brought some of their people in. We brought some people that were on the board. There was a former legislator that we were able to talk to. And we asked them, based on what it was like before they put it in and since they put it in, and what we heard was they had opposition from the departments and the environmental groups when they initially did it. Once they put it in place, even the department settled in and said it works pretty good and they liked it. And then they explained some of the things very similar to what you and I have been talking about as far as problems they were having, and they felt that it resolved those problems and made a kind of a level playing field for people to come to the table when it came to try and get permits and operate in the state.
You've been quoted as saying, regarding this package of bills, no one is arguing the environment should be less protected. So how does this package of bills prevent the environment from being less protected?
Well, again, out of whose eyes are we looking at it? Because I've got people that don't believe we should build anything. They believe it should be pre-settlement. We should go try to turn everything back to the way it was before man got here. To me, that's excessive. That's going too far. If the standard is to get us there, and that's the only way we can have a clean environment, I would say that's completely unfair and completely carving you and I, people, out of the equation. I'm trying to hit the middle here that says we're part of the environment. And as long as we're doing it appropriately and as long as we're meeting standards, that should be allowed. And that's what's happening in my district, where people want to build something or develop something, and they're being put through this buzz rig because the people behind the scenes that control these permits might not like that particular development. They personally don't like the idea that you're building there. It has nothing to do with what the rules and the law say. So I'm saying let's have high standards, but we got to take the agenda part of it out of it, and that's what I believe is happening in too many cases with the department. They have an agenda behind the scenes that they're not telling us about, and it's driven by a viewpoint, but that's not necessarily the will of what we want as a people.
Senator Tom Casperson is a Republican from Escanaba and the chief sponsor of legislation that would set up a system to rein in the Department of Environmental Quality. Thanks for explaining this package.
You bet. Thanks for having me.